good morning, doctor's office. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. We keep getting a call from this number. It's the 240-363-1312. They keep asking that my husband owes $23 to Dr. Lau. We don't owe anything. The doctor owes us $150.
Okay. Can you allow me a moment? I need to pull up the system and I need to check your husband's account.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. The number you have mentioned is 240. Then
363-1312.
363. That's our like a collection department who is calling you. But I can pass the information if they don't have any updated information. I can provide them information and ask them to not call you again if everything is collected. Just a moment.
Can I get your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Sam. S A M. Last name initial is Susan Charles. Yeah.
Sure, I hold.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have your husband's date of birth so I can bring up the account?
Yes. 12-18-58-58.
1958, okay. And name of the patient? Yeah, I got it. Just a moment. I'm just checking his account.
Okay.
And how much they are saying that they are you guys owe?
$23.
Yeah, I can see that thing 23.39. Let me check why it's showing up and on your bucket. Just a moment. Do you remember when the last time you guys have made a payment?
It's been a long time. We don't go to him anymore. It's been a long time.
Yeah, because I also see there is a long time because the claims are being for the 2023 year and 2024 year. So that's why I am asking that if you remember, because I see some payment from your end, which is, let me check. So the very first payment was done on November of 3rd, I guess, 2023. It was $100. Then December of 8, again $100. Then.
But listen, instead of giving me the history of the payment,
It is actually for the 2024, the last visit you guys had on February 19. $20 of copay is remaining on that one.
Okay, let me get my credit card.
Okay, and if you want, I can give you the statement as well. It will have a description of what and why you are owing anything. Do you want the statements? Okay, sure. I can send you a statement. Let me confirm the email address that we have so far. Just a moment. Is Mary Soleiman at gmail.com?
Yes,
okay, no problem. I will send the statement to you guys.
Okay.
And if you have any question on your statement, you can call us again. We can explain, or I can break it down in the email as well, so that you can have a. No problem. I will just send you that updated bill. And is this your husband's your email or your husband's email that Mary Soleiman?
That's
okay. If you want, I can send it to you. If you can provide me your email.
No, that's fine. The Mary Soleiman@gmail.com.
Okay, no problem. Allow me some half an hour. I will just review all the bills that we have so far from your insurance and the payment from you, and then I will just give a breakdown to you.
I want to pay that $23 off. I don't want to
see you. Okay. For that, you need to call to the front desk. They are actually accepting a payment. This is actually a billing office number. We just can explain why you have received a bill, but we cannot accept the payment.
Where do I call?
Okay. You can call to the front desk. The number is 301-569-7135. The contact person name will 301-569-7135.
Okay.
And the contact person name is Tarfa. We can help you on any question you have.
Okay. So meanwhile, you're gonna go ahead and send me that email, right? That has the insurance payment, my payment, everything.
Sure. I will just send you. Do you want the explanation of benefit as well?
Yes.
Attached with it.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I really appreciate it. Thank
okay.
You.
No problem.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye. And just to let you know that due to like a security purpose, I will send a file with having a password. Can you please note down a password?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the password will be 7135.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Just allow me in half an hour. I will just send you all the
no
information
problem.
You have.
No problem. Thank you, Sam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.